get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Yes, good morning. It is Tim and Jess here live across central Queensland for your Thursday morning. This morning's show is thanks to Tracy Rowley Hair, Nails and Beauty in Rockhampton. Look your best every day with the team at Tracy Rowley Hair and Nails Beauty. Call 0438 721 217.
And Timmy, did you have your hair done at Tracy Rowley yesterday when we had our little photo shoot down at the beach?
Yes, I got a 7-hour session booked in. And look, my editing skills on Instagram are getting better.
Oh, yeah.
Sea cow has been thrown around for my image. It's not my fault that my 2018 model shoot for my beach calendar is coming out. But Jess, also yesterday and last night and still... Oh, it might have just passed now, but there was a very special moon event.
Yes.
There was a blue moon, there was a blood moon, and there was a lunar eclipse all in the same night.
I said to you this morning, did you see the moon? You're like, nah.
I've been so excited. Yesterday, I was so keen to see the moon, and I fell asleep at about 8:30. But didn't get to see the proper size.
It was up when we were on our way home from netball.
Also wasn't paying attention. Looking at the road, my friend, but that's just I. Also, Jess, today is a king high tide. Around the Gladstone area, 5 metre high at about 10 o'clock. So just be careful if you're going near the ports, going near the beaches, because it is going to be quite high this morning.
Yikes. Look, coming up next, though, I want to talk about over 50s, Tim. Apparently, when you're over 50 years old...
Don't you hate the demographic? Oh, man, those bloody over 50s.
Oh, I shake my fist at them. I want to actually tell them that they need, if there's anyone over 50 listening... You need to start being more safe with one particular area of your life.
All right. Is it driving?
If you're not over 50, then I want you to tell someone who's over 50 today. Oh,
so you've all got a job to do. So make sure you do it. You'll find out what your job is coming up next. It's Tim and Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
And look, I know that our demographic, Tim, is not over 55s.
How dare you? That's my number one audience that I'm targeting.
But it turns out a Queensland sexual health nurse is urging adults... to learn from teens and start carrying protection in their purse or wallet. Because it turns out there is a very big spike in STIs across over 55s.
Lovely. Thank you.
Chlamydia.
All right.
Gonorrhea. Oh. And infectious syphilis have nearly doubled in Queensland over the last 4 years in that over 50s age bracket.
The big three is they're most commonly referred to. Wow. I think, well, obviously, you also have to remember that I think that as an over 50, it's a different part of your world. You haven't lived that part of your life yet, Jess. You don't know what it's all about.
No.
Obviously, we want to prevent as many STIs as we can. That's one of the show mottos. Tim and Jess, waking you up from five, preventing STIs. But I also think that the challenge will be to get someone over 50 to actually change their opinion and their structure on something.
Yes.
So good luck.
I know. But if you tell them that they're going to get an STI, perhaps they will be a bit
threaten
more careful.
Them. So you're telling me right now, after the show this morning, you want me to call my mother and my father. My father is 65, my mother's 59.
Lord.
And I'll call and be like, guys, look, I know that there's lots going on in the world right now, but... if you could just watch out on those STIs, that'd be great.
Wrap it.
Wrap it before you tap it, Dad.
I just think it's our duty as the young people of Queensland, Tim.
Yeah.
And we're being safe, clearly. Our numbers are very, very low. But
oh, sorry. Captain Clean over here.
But if you know someone who's over 50 in your life, just let them know that it's not okay.
Yeah.
They need to take care of themselves just a little bit more.
And then small fist bump under the table. Okay. Legend.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
Tim, yesterday on the show, you brought up a little bit of a beef with me.
Yes.
Decided that I don't give you enough opportunity to put your ideas forward on this show.
Yes, so I'll bring ideas for games and segments on this radio show, which are really important. And not only do you say no to them, but you don't offer anything in return.
I only say no to the terrible ones. I want to save CQ's ears and really provide a good show in the morning.
Okay.
And you have a lot of ideas. You're an ideas man,
I'm
Timmy.
I'm an ideas man, baby.
But not every one of your ideas is a gold medal idea.
How dare you?
And there's been a couple that you've been really pushing hard, telling anybody that will listen. And I've decided, much to my own regret at this moment right now,
hurtful,
that I'm going to let you pitch an idea to CQ.
Sure. All right?
So you've got three things to tick off.
All right.
First of all, you've got to pitch the idea.
Okay.
Right? get some backing. So we're going to
need someone from Central Queensland.
13, 12, 16, call up if you do want this idea to go ahead, or if you aggressively don't, I also encourage you to call.
Yep, because if I get these, we'll play the game tomorrow.
Yes, and that brings me to my third point. If you play the game tomorrow, I will not be providing a prize, neither will CQ, the hit CQ. You have to bring something of your own with a bit of value behind it as the prize.
All right. I can do that.
Okay.
All right. So the game,
here we go,
is called Clickbait. Now,
oh dear.
Essentially, we'll get people to call up on 13, 12, 16, as we always do for our games, like the pressure test. Mm-hmm. Very similar to the pressure test. And it's nothing like the pressure test at all. And what we'll get people to do is, Jessica, you're involved in this game as well. You get to be involved.
I know. This is
horrible. We'll click into the microphone like... I will do 5 seconds of clicking for me. You will do 5 seconds of clicking for you. But we won't say who is who.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that calls up on 13, 12, 16, if they guess who, which one of the clicks was Jess,
yep,
then they win the prize. Which, in an ideal world, which I couldn't get organized, or I won't be able to get organized, would be $50 worth of bait to go fishing with.
Well, I mean, you're putting up the prize.
Well, I don't have any prize. But what I will put up for this very quick edition is... $20 Australian. Oh, God, can he do that?
He's a hero.
So I will put up 20 current Australian dollars, which is a hero move on
my
half.
Your $20.
My $20 cold hard cash, so that if that person guesses... If it's you that's clicking, then they get the money and they are the winners of clickbait.
And I know what you're thinking. You're sitting here listening to Tim's idea and you're wondering, is it really just Tim and Jess clicking into a microphone? And that is exactly why I have vetoed this idea for so long.
I just think it's a great way to engage with our audience and to give them a prize of $20 Australian. Oh my God, can he do that?
He's a hero.
He is a hero. 13, 12, 16. I've got two pieces of the puzzle right now. I've given something up. I've explained the idea. Right now, I need the hat trick. I need one person's backing.
13, 12, 16. I mean,
yes,
whether you want the game or not.
We're getting a call.
Hopefully these calls are to say they don't want the game to happen.
It's Tim and Jess for Hit CQ.
We're talking about your terrible radio idea because apparently I stifle your ideas too much.
You do.
So I've allowed you the opportunity to pitch it to CQ.
Yes.
And if you get backing and provide a prize of your own.
Yes, the prize being $20 Australian. Oh my God, can he do that?
He's a hero.
He is.
Then we will play this game tomorrow on the show. And I will hate every second of it. But if the people want it, Tim, I will bring it to them.
And the game, just quickly, is called Clickbait.
Oh,
and what, because I can't get my hands on any bait at the moment, it could be $20 worth of bait. I will click for 5 seconds.
Yep.
Jess will click for 5 seconds.
Sure.
And then the person who calls up on 13, 12, 16, if they guess which one was Jess, then they win $20 Australian.
Yeah, we get it.
Oh my God, can he do that?
He's a hero.
Oh my God, he is. And Jess, all I need is one person's backing. And Karina from Gracemere, after hearing all of that information, do I have your backing to play this game tomorrow on the show?
Look, you have my backing only because there is a prize.
Of?
This is like the most weirdest thing I've ever heard, by the way.
Karina, you never know. You could get your hands on $20 Australian.
Karina, can you...
Can he do that?
He's a hero.
He's a hero.
Oh, my gosh.
Karina, can we just agree that the game is terrible, though, right? Like, I was right to keep it off our radio.
No, Karina, you got to think, Jess and I will be clicking. Like, with our hands. It's going to be so hard to tell who's Jess.
She gets it, buddy. It's awful.
Well, Karina, thank you for your backing. You never know, if you call tomorrow while we're playing Clickbait, you could be winning $20 Australian.
And how do I explain that to my friends? I won $20 because I was listening to two people click on radio.
See, Karina, why are you supporting the game then?
You explained it perfectly.
There could be money involved.
Thanks for your backing, Karina.
No problem. See you.
See you, mate.
I'm so disappointed. We've also had other messages coming through, Tim. Dowling wants you to do it because he wants to see you lose money. So,
how much money am I going to be losing?
20 Australian dollars.
Oh, my God. Can he do that?
He's a hero.
Thanks, guys. This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits. If you're a teacher across Central Queensland or if you're a student and you've ever been to school, which is most human beings... I would like to think that this has happened to you, and if not, you've missed out on an incredible experience.
Right.
So a teacher over in the UK was getting ready. He must have been a substitute teacher because he was putting on a movie for his class.
Of
and
course.
Normally only subs would do that.
Yeah, and it was always the best part of
always
the day.
Always the best day. When they're wheeling, I know kids these days probably might not have experienced what we used to experience, but when they would get the whole thing, like the whole... mechanism to bring the TV in on the wheelie stand.
On the trolley?
With the strap, the actual, a tie-down strap to hold it all
into
place.
And it would take about 20 minutes for them to figure out how to plug it in.
Also, the best job was like, hey, Tim, do you want to go get the TV from the VC room? And you're
yes, Mr. Smith, I do. Thank you for trusting me.
But essentially, this teacher, now that you don't need these massive things, you have projector screens, you can just use your computer. Wanted to play the movie Paddington Bear, which is a new version of
movie.
An old movie
yeah.
That's come out in the last few years. And so he's getting his computer set up and little notification, kind of like, do you remember those word clip arts when you were younger? And be like, do you need any help?
You were really showing our age today, too.
Yes. And so something's popped up on his computer screen. Unfortunately, happened to be an adult film.
Oh, dear. Not exactly what you want to show the whole class.
No. What did you learn today, Samantha? I don't want to say.
I'm pretty sure they were quite young too, like grade 5.
It's not good.
No.
It's not good, 10, 11 years old. But it did get me thinking on 13, 12, 16, what popped up that definitely shouldn't have? Because I have had something kind of similar with a teacher as I was in year 12, substitute again. And it wasn't something that popped up. They wanted to show a video on YouTube. And you know how... on the sidebar, it comes up with suggested things that for you to my like.
Mm-hmm.
Some very interesting suggestions about international girls dancing.
That's so cringy.
And I was like, oh, Mr. Roberts, I don't know if I want to watch YouTube anymore. But it's not just dedicated to computers. Like, say if you're on your phone.
My friend Annie always has the most unusual things on her phone. She was showing me messages from her and this guy that she was seeing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like flicking through all the pictures to show me like pictures he sent her.
Mm-hmm.
And next minute, some pictures I definitely shouldn't have been seeing that weren't meant for me.
No.
Were definitely meant just for her eyes only. Came up.
Oh, no.
And it was some interesting poses too. Like stuff that you just wouldn't want anyone else to see.
Yeah. It can happen as well. Like say if you're on your phone and you're like moving money around your bank account. And then someone comes and stands next to you and you're like, well, you can see all I'm worth. Please look away. Anyway, don't steal
my $1.37.
Yes, please. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. What popped up that definitely should not have? On 13, 12, 16, we have been asking what popped up on your phone or your computer that definitely shouldn't have after a teacher in the UK was trying to play just the simple children's movie, Paddington Bear.
Oh.
And a notification of an adult film came up on his laptop for all the children to see.
I mean, it couldn't have happened to a worse person or in a worse place, right?
Yeah, not good. Not good at all.
Well, on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking what popped up that shouldn't have. And we've got Kevin from Rockhampton. Kevin, what popped up for you that shouldn't have?
Oh, well, I was showing my mum something on my phone and then all of a sudden my missus, she decides to send some, let's say some naughty pictures of herself.
Kevin!
So your mum was just like, oh, show me photos from the party at your cousin's. And then, breasts.
And then these, you know, naughty pictures come up.
She looks like a wholesome young lady.
I'm assuming the next family lunch was probably a little bit awkward. A lot of eye contact and making sure it's just staying directly in the eyes.
That's if they had met by then. Had she met your girlfriend at that point?
She had. That's what made it more awkward.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about your body and your undies.
They were really good friends, you know. And then she's like, what are you sending these pictures to my son for, you know, my mother? And, you know.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say.
Wary of her then.
They were really good pictures. So I was going to say, Kevin, we don't need to know. That's fine.
Yeah, but thanks for your call, Kev.
No worries.
You got Tony from Middlemount as well on 13, 12, 16. Tony, what popped up that definitely shouldn't have?
Mate, I was showing my daughter, who's 12 years old, some photos.
Okay.
And I swiped too far to the right.
Oh, no.
And maybe there was some photos or a video of me and her mother.
Rest in
peace. Tony!
Rest in peace, Tony.
Oh, my God. Did the video start playing?
No, it didn't, but you can see what was actually happening. And I go to church every day now.
Praying to God she didn't know what she was looking at.
I'll take an extra session, please, Pastor. Wow. What was the reaction?
Can I tell you what her reaction was?
Yes, please.
This was her reaction. Ready for it?
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Mom, Dad's cheating on you with another girl.
Oh, no. And your mum probably had to go along with it too. Oh, no, we've had to separate. Oh, you get him every second Sunday. It's just not good. That is, Tony, that's very unfortunate, my friend.
Oh, I feel so uncomfortable for your family dinners.
But I am so thankful.
No, it's fine.
I'm so thankful for your call. Thanks, champ.
Bye.
See you, buddy.
Tim Brady from Rocky also got in touch with the show and said he borrowed his friend's phone to use the Wi-Fi.
Nice.
Jumped on Safari.
Uh-oh.
And he had a very inappropriate website up, shall we say?
Yeah.
Swiped back a few times.
Oh, no.
It's like about 10 to 15 pages before he could get to a appropriate page.
Yes. Just 20 sore clicks. Just
oh.
A carpal tunnel.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Before we head off to local news, sport and weather, Jess, I need to address something that you've been attacking me with for most of the morning since we got here at 4:30. Today I'm wearing a collared shirt and...
Yeah, you said I'm going to dress a bit more professional because we're going to meeting our big boss this morning.
Yeah, one of our bosses. And I thought, look, probably time to wear a collared shirt. I decided to wear, because it's still hot here in Queensland, shocker, a white linen collared shirt, long sleeve with sleeves rolled up.
And the shirt itself, I don't have an issue with.
Okay.
It's the fact that you put no effort into wearing the shirt.
See, I think ironing's very 2000s. And... What is annoying me is that there's a lot of fashion that is advertised as like loose, rough, crinkled, edgy. Right. Like if you can buy jeans with 78 holes in them, don't have a go at me for a crinkled shirt, right?
Yeah, but listen to this. There's a difference between crinkled shirt and I look like I've just picked this up out of the washing basket and thrown it on my body
today. It's linen. It's meant to be like all like, he's at the beach. He's got a mojito.
I also have an issue with how many buttons you've got undone at the moment. It's like this isn't a beach party. You're at work, mate.
I have three buttons undone.
It's too much.
Smart casual Tim. When I go into the meeting, I will do up one more button.
Okay.
But I think that people...
I feel like you're like one button away from a nip slip.
You are like a high school principal right now. And I'm the cool kid that gets heaps of shirt tails. And I don't really care. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people like you that say, oh, you know, you're like my girlfriend. You got to iron your shirt, Tim. Iron this, iron that, iron that.
Look, your girlfriend would be so disappointed if she saw you today.
She's disappointed for so many other reasons, but that's fine. And I just think that people that are similar to I and that live on the edge of looseness and also live on the edge of freedom and not having to conform to irons and to collars that are correctly folded, then I'm a hero for those people.
Live on the edge.
You have
the cushiest life ever.
Potentially.
It would have taken you 5 minutes to iron the shirt this morning, and now you're going to look like a damn fool.
I disagree. I think it looks better crinkled, and I will put up $3,000 of my own money to argue against that.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, new data has revealed that Queensland has topped all other states and territories for one thing.
So including the Northern Territory.
Including the Northern Territory, mate.
Damn.
And the ACT.
Wow.
Queensland is the number one state with the highest divorce rate.
Highest divorce rate. I don't know if that's a celebratory
thing. We are number one for divorce in the entire country.
That's the kids of divorce saying hurrah.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, Tim, because about 50% of all divorces had children involved in the relationship.
Well, yeah. Well, to be honest, and each to their own and everything, but divorce is quite not uncommon these days.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you're with someone that you don't enjoy being with anymore or there's that spark's not there, or there's a serious problem, like an abusive problem in the relationship, absolutely get out of there. Mm-hmm. You're worth more than that.
Well, the average length, they usually say about 7 years. You get the 7 year itch, right? The average length of Queensland marriages was about 8.9 years until separation and then 12.4 years until the actual divorce. And most of these couples were in their 40s.
Yeah, that makes sense because a lot of people could classify that as, oh, I'm turning 50. Mm-hmm. What am I doing in life? Do I love this person? Should I buy a convertible? And the answer is no, no, yes.
And you might be thinking, oh, you know, this is a really sad statistic, but it gets worse. University of Queensland School of Psychology professor.
Wait, sorry, can I just set the scene? I get sadder, go.
Kim Halford said that while the number of the divorces was high, the number of broken hearts was probably much higher because some people choose to live together before actually tying the knot.
Yes, I do believe so. So you could almost say,
if the divorce rate is high, then breakups are even higher in Queensland.
Yes, but our hearts will go on. Oh, so okay. It's all right. So you wanted me to play sound effects. Here I am, pressing the buttons for you.
No, they're not. Happy divorce, everybody.
But seriously, it's not a funny issue.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I want to talk about something that's happened in an airport in the US. Mm. So comfort animals are afforded to some that are very emotional flyers.
Yeah.
And under the guidelines, you can only bring a comfort animal if it's trained and if it doesn't offend or annoy or distract people. Those are the laws of the flying service.
Right.
So say if you're a very nervous flyer and like you don't like to fly, you can bring, a lot of the times, it's a dog or a cat. And in one circumstance, I believe there was a teacup piglet.
Yes.
So, yeah. Oh, we also seen a goose. There's also been a goose.
There's a goose over in America.
Yes. Well, in America, people, I think, might be trying to take this to the next level. Mm-hmm. A lady in the United States was trying to leave Newark Airport. Not New York. Very much more pathetic. Newark.
Okay.
And she was trying to get on with her comfort animal, which was a peacock.
A peacock.
A peacock.
How comforting
the
is
rainbow
a
bird. Well, first of all, I've never met a peacock in my life actually up close and not been terrified because they definitely approach you with speed sometimes. So beautiful birds, don't get me wrong, but obviously they're quite large and people are saying, look, this might be taking things a bit out of hand.
Did she have it on a leash or in a cage?
The photo is like, you know how you get those trolleys at the airport where you have to push down for it to thingo?
Yeah.
It's like perched up on that, on the little handlebar. And she said, well, first of all, the airline was like, no, you can't bring your peacock on this plane. And she even offered to buy a second seat on the plane next to her so that her emotional stress peacock could come with her on the flight because she's such a bad flyer.
She's too attached to this peacock. Like, that's a bit much.
It's just, like, I understand that flying is not fun. Don't get me wrong. I would love to take my dog on the plane if I ever go to America or to England or somewhere that's more than 10 hours away. Yeah. But I know that she would just cause absolute carnage and ruin the plane, potentially bringing us all down with her.
Sure.
And a peacock, I feel like, all right, peacocks are great for the time that they're in a good mood. Mm. Peacock in a bad mood, large, in charge, and in dangerous.
Not to mention, I can barely get through with my little carry-on luggage. Imagine trying to get a peacock through with like
feathers. Sorry.
Sorry, sir. Sorry.
But look, I understand that people are probably going to go, oh, how far is this going to go? Good on her for having a crack, though. Now we know the line. Dogs, yes.
Yep.
Cats, yes. Ducks, yes. Goats, yes. Peacocks, no.
That's where we stray no.
So I'm going to have to change my flight for this weekend, but you never know. There is another time. I'm going to go and try and find like an echidna or something. That'll be fine.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I'm here to help men and women across central Queensland.
Oh, God, here we go.
Essentially, I can tell you, if you're a man, on how to be more attractive. First of all, mirror my image. that's not the official study. But what a lot of people are saying is what makes men more attractive is if they are in a relationship. So it shows to the person who's attracted. Like, say if you're looking at someone, you're like, I don't know if this person's attractive. You go, oh, yeah, that's Jerry. Jerry's got a girlfriend, boyfriend. He's married.
And then all of a sudden, they're more enticing.
Well, it's because they show commitment. They show like structure, they show compassion, they show love. Mm-hmm. And it's not saying that like you're necessarily means you're more attracted to them, but it makes them more attractive because they have these qualities. So say you're looking at a single mingle pingle over there and you're like, oh, that's a shame. That is a shame. But then you look at husband Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Husband Harry is absolutely a babe.
See, I think I'm the opposite of this study. Like as soon as if I see a guy and I'm like, he's hot. Then I generally...
First of all, stop judging people.
I generally can't get words out if I find them attractive. And then I find out, oh, Jerry's got a girlfriend. And I'm like, oh, well, now we can chat.
Yes, but you also see your brain will go, oh, that's a shame that I'm not with Jerry. But it's just, it's you might go, oh, that's like good on him. He's in a relationship with his girlfriend or his boyfriend. He's living his best life.
Right.
And then single mingle over there again. Sad sack, is unfortunately not getting the same look. This is a study done by Dr. Kate Cross in the University of St. Andrews. She said, women appear to copy the mate preferences of other women, but this might simply be because humans give a general tendency to be influenced by the opinions of others.
So what you're saying is, since you've had a girlfriend, you've become more attractive.
I didn't say it. You said it. But that's okay, Jess. You know why? Because in my opinion, everyone's beautiful. Even you.
It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Inside.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Last night, the Hit FM team here in Gladstone decided we'd put together a netball team, a mixed indoor netball team.
Yes.
We named them the Shooting Blanks.
Yes. Unfortunately, people have been calling the team the Shooting Blanks. If I wanted a G... I would have asked for a G. This isn't Scrabble, Shooting Blanks.
And we thought, okay, look, a few of us have never played netball before.
Yep.
Some of us have got limited experience.
Yes.
But we shouldn't be too bad. Like, how bad can a team be?
Exactly. Like, it's just netball.
Turns out, team can be quite bad.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's fine. I cannot stress that enough.
But I wasn't expecting there to be so little knowledge of the game of netball. And I've never played a game where so many people didn't know what was happening around them.
It's confusing, mate, sometimes, to be honest.
It took us to the fourth quarter before people were actually catching the ball properly, which you'd think would be a basic skill of any sport.
As grown adults, catching sometime is something that we learn to forget. But look, great fun, super hot, sweated
hoops. Yeah. And look, I mainly bring all of this up to highlight one particular moment of the game that was pretty excellent for me.
Mm-hmm.
We realized halfway in that we just needed to change up the positions and give everyone a go in every position.
Yeah.
So I got thrown into goal attack.
Okay.
Now, for those who don't know netball, there's usually there's a defending end and an attacking end.
Like most sports.
Generally, I'm down the defending end of things. So to put me in goal attack, we were struggling.
Yep.
I got a goal, Tim.
It was crazy. Everyone, I haven't heard rupture since 1999, the turn of millennium.
I mean, we
went to 2000.
We ended up losing the game 14-3.
Not important. It's not a but score isn't important.
One of those goals was by this guy here, Jessica Pantu.
I also would like to mention, and I brought this up several weeks before it happened, but our sales manager, Nathan, who had been convinced, busy man, so I was just convinced he was never going to play. And he was like, no, mate, I'm playing. I'll play.
He talked a big game. Apparently he played state indoor mixed netball.
And he rocked up and he was wearing the team colours that we'd bought. It was fantastic. And then looky look, someone's got an earring they can't take out. Oh, what's that you can't get on the field? Sure, mate.
At one point.
I can see through it.
I thought he was going to chop his ear off chopper style. Like, seriously, he was this close to just cutting his whole ear off.
See, I'm just convinced he was committed to making it look like he wanted to play. And he was like, oh, darn, my earring that's been there for 12 years. Shame, I cannot play with you. My wife must play now instead of my place. There you go, darling. Have fun.
So, I mean, wish us luck. It can only get better from here, right?
If you do play against us, give us a win.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just let us get
some
goals in.
Give you a shout out on the radio. Is that cash for comment? I don't think it's cash for comment.
Not technically.
Wins for comments.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.